Hi everybody, Brian Dalton here. Nice to talk to you this evening. I wanted to talk to you about the charts and the UK charts in particular. I don't know about you, but I've been a big follower of the charts since probably around about 1977, 1978. I'd follow them, as my dad used to say, they were like a religion every week. And I remember every Tuesday I was in school and the charts would come out on a Tuesday around 12:45, and we'd gather together in a huddle, about five or six of us, looking forward to seeing what was number one, what was number two, what was going up, what was going down. Because if the record was going up, it would be on Top of the Pops, maybe, on a Thursday night. But if it was going down, then it wouldn't be. So I was an addict of the charts, probably up until the end of the 1980s. And then I lost my way a bit with the charts. The 1990s came in. In my opinion, music wasn't as good as it was in the 70s and in the 1980s. So I didn't follow them as fanatically as I did in the 1970s and the 1980s. And this kind of continued for a couple of years. In fact, for many years. And it's only recently that I've begun back into them. But in the days when I used to follow them, the charts were based, or certainly the UK singles charts, were based on record sales in the UK. And I remember when I'd go to the UK on holiday, because I'm from Ireland, and when I'd go on holiday, either to the north of Ireland or to the UK, and I'd buy a copy of a single, I remember thinking, wow, I'm contributing to where this single is going to be placed into next week's charts. Whereas in Dublin, where I buy a lot of my music, they didn't count, obviously, because they were outside the jurisdiction. But I remember a couple of years ago, they introduced downloads as being part of the chart. So not only would it be based on record sales of a particular single, but downloads would be taken into account. So if you bought a track on iTunes or Amazon or any of the download digital music services, they would be counted as well. But during the week, I read an article posted by Brian Hartchen on his Twitter feed, which stated that from the 6th of July next, the BBC were going to introduce streaming services into the way they collected the data for the charts. So your services like Spotify, which is something that I use on a regular basis, have been probably since the back end of last year. If I want to check out some new music, or if I want to check out some music I'm not as familiar with, I check it out there. And even if I want to hear some of my favorite songs, that's where I'll go to listen to them if I'm on the move. So last week I read that these services would now contribute to the makeup of the UK singles charts, which I was pleased to hear. And if I have it correctly, as far as I know, 100 streams of a particular track is equivalent to one person buying a track. I'm glad to see the BBC are changing the way they're gathering their data, because I think services like streaming services and download is certainly the way forward. The last year or two has shown us the decline in record shops, certainly in Dublin. HMV closed probably about 18 months ago, but thankfully they've reopened. I know only recently my local record store, Golden Discs, closed, which made me sad, because it was always nice to go in and browse around the record store and hear what was current in the charts at a particular time. And as I stated on Audio Boo before, bought many, many singles and albums, and the smell of that new cover made you feel really good inside. But I am glad to see that the BBC and the way that they are gathering the data for the charts is changing with the times. I think streaming services like Spotify and all the other services are going to become more popular. Certainly in the last 12 months, Spotify has become popular two or threefold, certainly in Ireland and probably worldwide as well. What are your views on it? Do you agree that streaming services should be included in the makeup of the charts? Do you think it should stick to being record sales and downloads from digital music services like iTunes? Or do you even bother with the charts anymore? I know at the end of last year, my New Year's resolution was to become more familiar with modern music, because I'd really lost touch, and I love music and have done since the get-go, but I felt out of touch with the modern music of the time. And I present a weekly radio show called Welcome to the Weekend, which incidentally goes out each and every Friday at 7 p.m. in Ireland and the UK. That's 2 p.m. in the east of America on www.the-bell.net. That's www.the-bell.net, where I play feel-good music, a mixture of old and new, current 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, whatever makes you feel good, I'll play it. So I thought, if I'm going to be a radio presenter, then I really do need to keep up to date with what's going on in the charts. So I have been looking at the charts since last year, fairly regularly, and liking, I must say, a lot of what I hear. It is feel-good music, and I probably missed a lot of music through just not keeping up with the times, probably in the 90s and in the early noughties, but that's all changed now, thankfully. That's about it for now. If you've got any views, comments, you can post back on Audio Boo or get me on Twitter at Daltobr, D-A-L-T-O-B-R. Thanks for listening, and I'll chat to you all soon. Bye-bye now.